ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
I welcome everyone affectionately and a little tired for the second part of our lecture series. It's called the Yoga of Thank You. Atmanam cha kuru shreshta krishnena manasekshitam jayan gate bhagavate rurodha prema vivala atmanam cha kuru shreshta krishnena manasekshitam jayan gate bhagavate rurodha prema vivala atmanam cha kuru shreshta krishnena manasekshitam jayan gate bhagavate rurodha prema vivala Yes, please, someone else.
Atmanam cha kuru shreshta.
Atmanam cha kuru shreshta.
Krishnena manasekshitam.
Krishnena manasekshitam. One Vaishnavi, please.
Atmanam cha kuru shreshta.
Atmanam cha kuru shreshta.
Krishnena manasekshitam.
Krishnena manasekshitam.
Jayan gate bhagavate.
Jayan gate bhagavate.
Rurodha prema vivala.
Rurodha prema vivala. Atmanam,
Atmanam
himself Cha. Also, Guru Shrestha. O best amongst the Kurus. Krishnena. By Krishna. Manasa. By the might. Ikshitam. Remembered. Jayan. Thus thinking of. Gate. Having gone. Bhagavate. Of the devotee. Ruroda. Cried loudly. Prema vivalaha. Overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love. So I would like to give you the content of this verse. Just before Krishna left this world, there were two devotees with him, Uddhava and Maitreya Muni. And Krishna talked to Uddhava, who became his messenger to a few devotees. Uddhava had a message for Vidura, and he had a message for which he needed to really walk for a long time for the saints in Bhararikashrama. Krishna was figuring out these two groups of devotees. He thought, Vidura is so dear to my heart. I really think of him. And he wanted Uddhava to tell Vidura that Krishna liked him, loved him. And the second group, the first is not really a group, it's just one person, but then there were these saints and rishis high up in the Himalayas who performed austerities to reach Krishna. Now Krishna had, while he was on this planet, seen many of his devotees, you know, in Vrindavan, of course, then in Mathura and Dwaraka. But Krishna traveled also. For instance, he traveled from Mathura to Avantipura, Avanti, the present-day Ujjain, that's in the midst of India, you know, it's quite central as far as I know. And on his way he crossed through many villages and towns and saw his devotees. Also from Dwaraka, Krishna made many excursions, for instance to Hastinapur, but also to places like Mithila and so on. So he had seen very much, pretty much all of his devotees. To encourage them, we are reminded of Srila Prabhupada, who went on journeys. I don't know how much, was it 14 times where he traveled around the globe? Something like that, a lot. And he said he would do this to encourage his disciples in the various temples. So Krishna also traveled a lot and he saw many devotees, but he had not visited the saints in Bhararikashrama. And they were great devotees. They performed so many austerities. It's quite cold there in the winter, but they stayed there worshipping Lord Badrinath, no? One form of Krishna. So imagine Uddhava comes and sees Vidura, great devotee and a supporter of the Pandavas, and tells him just before the Lord left the planet, he remembered you. What do you think this could have affected, or let us say, what was Vidura's reaction? We hear this in this verse. So let us go to the translation. Understanding that he was remembered by Lord Krishna while quitting this world, Vidura began to cry loudly, overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love. Purport. Vidura was overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love when he understood that Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thought of him at the last moment. Although Vidura thought of himself as insignificant, he was remembered by the Lord by his causeless mercy. Vidura accepted this as a great favor, and thus he cried. This crying is the last word in the progressive path of devotional service. One who can cry for the Lord in love is certainly successful in the line of devotional service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajane Satarine Vandeyam Siguru Shijuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugunatam Tridam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Itangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Ganta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gauranga Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sudhirnevi Gauravani Praye Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It would be nice if we could just for a moment go into this pastime. There was Vidura who had met Uddhava on the banks of the river Jamuna, sacred. And Vidura, like Uddhava, had very sad because of the disappearance of Lord Krishna. They were very heartbroken, really heartbroken. So in this situation, Uddhava tells Vidura, by the way, there's one thing I would like you to know. When I met Krishna just before he was quitting the world, he spoke about you and remembered you. Vidura thought now the world is okay. He was touched by some tender feelings of love, ecstatic love, prema vivala, overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love. And it was a feeling of gratitude. He was very grateful that the Lord is just so kind that he remembered my little services and my little insignificant existence. I was remembered by Krishna. And in this overwhelmed with grateful ecstasy, grateful loving ecstasy, he could only cry. I think if we would hear that Krishna remembers us, we would also feel this is almost too good. We would be so grateful. And I have a surprise for you. Krishna's in the heart of everyone, and he does remember. He does not only remember, he's there, and he waits for you, that you turn to him. There's this beautiful prayer which I so much like, which pleases Krishna, I heard. My dear Lord, I have forgotten you since so many long years, I'm sorry. But today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. There's one devotee who wrote a beautiful book. His name is Jagadananda Pandit. And he described that when the Lord sees that a soul finally turns to him, best is when he is turning with his emotions towards him and cries for him. At that time, my dear devotees, the Lord makes such a devotee so strong that he can resist Maya. Maya is very strong. I think we all agree. She can sweep us from our feet. If Maya, you know, puts her eye on any one of us, we are gone. Because Maya is the powerful illusory energy of the Lord, also a servant of Krishna, no? So, but when Krishna sees a devotee turns to him, and cries out, "Oh, alas, alas, for so long I have been Maya Das, but I'm actually, what?
Krishna
Das. You know everything. Krishna Das. I'm actually a Krishna Das." At that time, the translation is, Krishna fortifies a devotee against the attack of Maya. What is a fortification, you might ask? It's a difficult word, I had to learn it. It is a fortress is a very, very powerful bastion, there are some unconquerable fortresses where even an enemy who has many more soldiers than you have is not possible to do anything. It's so, it fortifies those who are inside. So when Krishna gives his powerful energy to a devotee and thus fortifies him, he builds a fortress around him. Mangalachanda, I want to speak to you after the lecture, right after the lecture. Please come. So then Maya has absolutely no chance to destroy the devotee. It's not possible. Not at all possible. So this is what Krishna's reaction is when someone turns to him. Now, my dear devotees, in the context of this lecture, I would like to give you a few very practical hints how you can turn to Krishna with a feeling of gratefulness. We have Prabhupada's lecture, but the day before, expressed a few points about the powerful practice of gratitude. I want to go now a step further, how we can express gratitude. It is like this: a devotee expresses gratitude to ensure auspiciousness for a program in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. That's why when we start a lecture, have you noted this morning, we chanted prayers. They are called Mangala Acharan. They are prayers where the devotees turn to Krishna and ask for blessings and count the blessings. Before each kirtan, those who are a little older and more experienced kirtaniyas know, the most important part before they start singing the Maha Mantra is for them to turn to Prabhupada and to the Panchatattva Maha Mantra and pray for empowerment, no? Because they know alone this cannot happen. Or a lecturer, before starting to speak and take big words into his small mouth, the lecturer will pray for auspiciousness through Mangala Acharan. The great grammarian Patanjali has something to say about this. How in our sampradaya we pray for auspiciousness. He says, listen to this, you will now have to shake up all tiredness. No? Let me look at the tired devotees here. I will not speak any words and any names. Listen, you will need to concentrate, unfortunately. Let me make it easier for you. I put it on D for you. D's stands for no distraction, no? Those acharyas who compose literature that have grateful, auspicious invocations at the beginning, middle, and end of their compositions become extremely powerful and long-lived. Again, let me say it in simple English. When an acharya or a teacher puts auspicious invocations, this Mangala Acharan, these prayers, in the beginning, middle, and end of his or her composition, they become extremely powerful and have a long life. And now, listen to this. The students, that's all of us, the students of such literature obtain the fulfillment of all desires. This is in the Mahabhashya on the Ashtadhyayi. Meaning, my dear devotees, if all of us who are students of the spiritual science say these gratitude, these auspicious invocations, Vandeham, or if you want to make it shorter, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, and so on, and then the Panchatattva Mahamantra, you are actually blessed with the fulfillment of all desires. Manoha, when you start your building, project. I have seen there's so much building material there which waits for your expert hands. Before you start, if you can do Mangal Acharan, a prayer, then your house will be extremely powerful house in which you live a long life and in which all the desires for your family and for your spiritual life can be fulfilled. If Dinadayal, you start your day in the college with prayers of Mangal Acharan, wonderful. Madhava, if you start your kirtan with good, grateful prayers, the fulfillment, your desire to uplift the audience in Krishna consciousness is fulfilled. This is how powerful these prayers are. But it must be done in the beginning. Why? Because before we even do anything in spiritual life, we acknowledge we are on our own not very significant, not very effective, and so on. But with the blessings, things are possible. What do we say? A layman can cross the Himalayan mountain. A blind man with blessing is able to see the glittering stars in the sky. And a fool is able to speak beautiful philosophy. This is what is possible by the power of blessings. So gratefully a devotee understands, my dear Lord, you allow me to serve you. Please give me your blessings. Devotees should learn to count their blessings. Very important. They should understand with blessings everything is possible. There's a beautiful work which I knew by heart. I will try to chant it for your pleasure by heart. Where Raghunath Das Goswami, at the very beginning of his composition called Mukta Charita, the Pearl Pastime, is offering obeisances to his guru and gratefully acknowledges the gifts of his guru. Can I chant this mantra for you?
Please.
Good. Nama Shrestham Manumapi Sachiputram Atra Svarupam Rupatasyakrajam Urupurim Madhurim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram. Aho. Aho means wow. Radhika Madhavasyam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shigurun Tannatosmi. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. But this is really a very auspicious invocation where Raghunath Das Goswami gratefully acknowledges the blessings. Let me read the translation for you. I offer my obeisances to Sri Guru, by whose abundant mercy I have obtained the following. First, I have obtained the topmost name of Hari. This is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna, he says, of all my names which I have, many names, the name Krishna is the best. That's why we always chant Hare Krishna. and not so many other mantras. Sometimes we chant a little here and there, but main is Hare Krishna. No? So this is my first blessing. I have obtained the topmost name of Hari. Then the second blessing, what could it be? His Diksha mantras. That's the guy, we call it in our movement, the Gayatri mantras. Then he says, I have attained the association of Sachi Devi's son. Who's Sachi Devi's son? Gauranga, yeah. Shochinandan. Do you remember where Raghunath met Lord Chaitanya? His first meeting was in Shantipur, and his second meeting in Jagannath Puri. So then I have also obtained Swarup Damodar Goswami. That's his initiating guru. Then I have obtained Srila Rupa Goswami and his elder brother Sanatan Goswami. These two and others are his Shiksha gurus. Besides this, now this is already a lot, the holy name, Gayatri mantras, Lord Chaitanya and his Shiksha and Diksha gurus. But I have received much more. Besides this, I have obtained the topmost abode of Sri Mathura. In Mathura, I have attained the Vrindavan forest as well as Govardhan, yes, someone said. And what is just near to Govardhan, just on the side? Radhakund and Syamakund. Most importantly, now you will ask, what is more important than this? Most importantly, by the mercy of that Sri Guru, who was the Guru again? Swarup Damodar. You are actually, some of you are listening. Not all of you, but some of you. Most importantly, by the mercy of that Sri Guru, I have obtained the hope of rendering service to Sri Radhika and Madhava. Let us look at this last thing, this last item in his thank you list. The hope. My dear devotees, we all of us devotees, deeply in our heart, there is a hope that one day I will become Krishna conscious. No? One day I might go back to Godhead and be in the association of Radha and Krishna. This hope is this aspiration. On Sanskrit, it is sometimes also called a matihi, an inclination or an inner orientation will save you. Let me explain. Yesterday I met two wonderful devotees in the forest. We were all there chanting. And I talked to one devotee, older devotee, and he expressed that he felt in his humility that he was still full of many mistakes. And he was thinking, I'm not so satisfied with my spiritual life. He was expressing this. And I said in response to him, I would like to draw your attention to something I have become increasingly convinced of. And that is that Krishna is a merciful Lord. And when a devotee desires or aspires or wishes to go to him, then this desire or his aspiration will always correct his path. Always. It will help him to come back on the path. And I gave him an example which I had personally I had experienced this, or it happened to me. I was on a flight from Mumbai to Frankfurt. We call it also in Germany Stinkfurt, because the smell is so aggressive there. So I was on a flight there, and there was a well-clad gentleman, well-dressed gentleman next to me. He had golden rims here, and he would disturb me. He said, "Oh, we have lost the course. We are off track now. Not on track, off track." And he had a little, you know, something. He looked a little device, you know. He was calculating. When he said it the first time, I felt, oh, he seems to know, you know, he has this instrument, measuring instrument. But I was tired and was not in the mood to start a conversation. I wanted to change my rounds. And then again, I heard him murmuring under his breath, "Again, we are totally off track." 5 times I listened to him as he was saying that our plane had lost the right course. Then I said, "How do you know?" He said, "Here by my instrument." It was a technique. It was not like this. It was a good instrument, you know. I said, "So will we reach Frankfurt?" "Who are you?" "No, I'm here to check the captain." "So will we reach Frankfurt?" He said, "Of course." And then he explained. He said, "See, when an airplane flies, there are very strong winds up there. Very strong. They go with many kilometers an hour, and they are really strong. And they push the airplane, they come against the airplane, and push it so that it's off track. But the captain notices, of course, and therefore he can correct it. And then he comes maybe over, I don't know, Afghanistan, and again, strong winds, and he may go in the other direction, of course, or the storm may come from the front or from the back, and push the airplane here and there, everywhere. But because the pilot knows if Frankfurt is there and has an orientation, he can always correct it. And in this way, the airplane doesn't go like this, it goes technically like this, but it reaches." So in the same way, the same thing happens with the devotee. When in his heart, by the mercy of Sri Guru, there is a deep seed inside, it is planted in the heart, I will, no matter how many mistakes I make, no matter how many times I fail in the execution of pure devotional service, this is my goal. That's where I want to go. And this alone, by Krishna's mercy, alone we are, we are without power. But by Krishna's mercy, eventually the devotee will reach. Do you follow this analogy? Yes, we will be off course, off track. Our mind will go here and there. Yes, we will sometimes have thoughts which we would be ashamed to share in the assembly of devotees. Yes, we are sometimes angry. Yes, we may sometimes fail in raising up early. I give a harmless example. There are very concrete examples. You know what it is, where we may make mistakes, several things, maybe. But Raghunath Goswami says, most importantly, by the mercy of that Shri Guru, I have obtained the hope. Hope is like an orientation, no? Of rendering service to Shri Radhika Madhava. Prapto, yes. He says, aho. Aho means wow. Like what do we say? Wow. Modern Manjari would say, wow, that's cool. You know, this is aho. You know, aho. Radhika Madhava Sham. Oh, my God. I have obtained the hope of rendering service to Shri Shri Radhika Madhava. It's a seed. It's firmly embedded into the bottom of my heart. And no matter what comes in my life, I really, this is what I want. Deeply, deepest desire is this. This is Krishna's, this is Prabhupada's mercy. I always say to the devotees who I see are determined in devotional service, that they be grateful. You, from somewhere you have been gotten this determination in your heart, and that will steer you through all the errors or mistakes which you might do in your devotional service. So don't worry. So this is what we hear here from Raghunath Das Goswami. He gratefully counts his blessing. Holy name, Diksha mantras, connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Gurudev, all these other great devotees in my life, the Diksha Guru. I know of Vrindavan and Govardhan, Radha Kund, Syama Kund. I know, and I will try to go there. But more than anything, my consciousness has been now equipped. I have been given something which is very precious. It is a hope or inclination to render Radhika Madhava. That's your GPS, my dear devotees, your secret heart orientation system. It will guide you through your life, and you will make at times your decisions based on this hope. This is what I want. So this is very, 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 very nice. This is I would now like to end this class by giving a few tips. This was about counting gratefully our blessings. Once you do this, once you acknowledge this, something magical will happen. Do you remember from the first class what happens when we gratefully acknowledge what we have been gifted with? We invite more of it in our life. Did I hear properly? Yes. Thank you, Prabhupada. This is the success of my day. Someone remembered something. Because most of us are suffering from an overdosis of information, and we can't remember a thing when it comes to real life. But yes, the moment you gratefully acknowledge something, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so grateful that I've been given the holy name, rest assured, you will chant more. You draw more of it into your life. The moment you gratefully acknowledge, you understand this word, acknowledge, you understand, yes, that's there. You take notice of it, of the mercy of your spiritual master. You will automatically turn more at your attention, more, and you will get more. No? The moment you gratefully acknowledge your just prasadam. No, I have Krishna as my friend. He gives me prasadam. You know, the moment, simple things, you will draw more of it into your life. However, if you overlook it, what has been given to you, it will not be given. You will lose it. Someone who, for instance, is not gratefully acknowledging, wow, I have this human form of life, which is such a chance. Wow, I didn't know, but such a chance for spiritual practice. He will most probably use the human form of life for sense gratification, because there are very strong senses in the human form of life. Very strong, sometimes stronger than in animals. For instance, it is known the sexual drive in Kali Yuga of the human being is very strong. You do not know. You are celibate, living in ashrams, but it is known. It is really a curse for the modern society. No, but you know is your tongue. You know, you are already 50 kgs overweight, but no problem. Let me eat some more than I need. You know, that is known, especially when you become older, when your digestion is not so good. No, we have very strong senses in the human form of life also, but we have we are equipped with intelligence and the mind to conquer the senses. No, that is also not there in the human form of life. So we have a curse, but we also have a blessing, an intelligence and a mind which can be used to conquer these sensual things. So in daily life, it's good if you acknowledge what you have been given, and then it will become more. For instance, if you know, wow, I'm together with nice devotees, you will then start good discussions with the devotees, and you will most probably meet more devotees, because they see that you are eager and willing in devotional service, you have the right attitude, and they like to associate with you. I'm sorry. I would also like to come to another point where you can practice gratitude in daily life. I will come now to what I would call a little bit the master exercise. It is not an easy exercise. But let me ask you a question. Who of you will agree with me that in hindsight, our most difficult experiences are our greatest teachers? Some of you raise two hands. Those things which, when they happen, we go like, oh, this is almost too much for me to tolerate, at the end turn out as our greatest blessings, our greatest teachings. Bhagavati, elderly devotee, goes, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Everyone knows it. You know, everyone knows. But when these things happen, my dear devotees, we often only see the pinch, the negative side of the experience. We see, oh no, you know, what pinches us. You understand this word? Pinch means like. If we could just learn to stay calm in these difficult experiences and see the teacher side of them when they happen, we would save ourselves a lot of tears and a lot of trouble and a lot of foolishness. In ISKCON, I can guarantee you there are 1 million lectures where the example of the glass is full, half full or half empty is given. No, you know this. Everyone talks about it when they forget, when they can't, when they have not enough subject matter. Because it's so true, it needs to be repeated again. Concentrate on the good side of things. Why always concentrate on the pinching side of things? I said this to me yesterday, to myself yesterday. I was yesterday having these headaches which you get when you are doing too much and sleeping too little, and I was, and I said, very good, Sachinandan Swami, that you get this, because you would never stop if you and continue doing same mistakes if you are not stopped at times. No, so this is a. I want to. Rumi once stated it: when God is digging a hole to throw you in, bang, he's actually digging a ditch to quench your thirst. It's an amazing, no, statement. Yeah, these old poets can say it very good. So my dear devotees, I want to yesterday I was. No, the day before yesterday, I gave you a word called gratitude hunting. Hunt for that you can be grateful for. Today is another hunting. It is hunting for the good side of things, you know. Try to see. I missed the point. That is a sub-point. Hunting for blessings, no? Count your blessings is maybe better. It's much better. Hunting, who wants hunting? Count your blessings, no? Do this very regularly. Make in your mind an inventory for which you can be grateful. And you will see it is a law of nature. Don't ask me how it works. Maybe it works, well, the best answer is by Krishna's mercy, which is the ultimate for devotees. When you focus your mind on the things you can be grateful for, they become more and more and more. More and more and more. Also, don't always see your mistakes. From time to time, it's good to also look, where do I make mistakes? What do I need to correct? But you will for sure have more strength to correct your mistakes if you also count your blessings. Well, this is an opportunity. Here I have a chance. This is what I was given to by my by Krishna, or by Shri Guru, and so on. And in this way, you will have a wonderful Krishna conscious life. Having said this, I will look on the wristwatch without you seeing it. Yes, we have a little bit more time, 7 minutes to ask questions. Gopinath is getting a microphone ready. Is that so?
Yes.
Imanova, yes.
Related to this Mangalacharan prayers, it was mentioned that at the beginning, in the middle, and in the end.
Yeah.
So how this middle and the end comes in practice?
Yeah. I can tell you in the composition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj is actually invoking the blessings of Rupa and Raghunath at the end of each chapter, which happens more than in the middle. It happens throughout, you know. He does not stop, because his case, maybe tomorrow we have a little time in the lecture to look at Krishna Das Kaviraj's life. His life is really a life of, it's a tremendous empowerment by Lord Nityananda's mercy and by others, and he never forgot that. He was always mindful of that. He would move. So if you asked me what this could mean for our life, how we could do is, well, before you start a work, then in the middle of your work you become mindful. Maybe when you take your lunch prasadam and you interrupt your service and your work, and then at the end of the day, no, when you are, you can do it when you are already in bed. I thank you, Krishna, no, for this. Then this is very nice. Or as much as possible. No? I personally do it sometimes. I remember when we had very, very difficult service, when we had these huge programs which 7,000 people or 10,000 per evening, each evening you come, so you are a little tired already, and now again we have to raise the atmosphere, you know, imagine 7,000 non-devotees, 10,000 non-devotees, and now you have to go step before that curtain and Dobrodošli, you know, say welcome, I'm so happy you came, and full of energy you have to rise the atmosphere, and the first massive round of applause now for Krishna Chaitra Maharaj. He will sing this amazing bhajan Vibhava Rishesha. And then the people look at you, never heard about this amazing bhajan. So you have to be really confident and really uplift the atmosphere with your enthusiasm without being overbearing. You can also overdo it, you know. So before doing this, I remember I was behind the tired and hungry, not enough to eat. Tours is never enough to eat. Oh, Krishna. I don't know how I will do this. Oh, I just want to sleep, but I am not possible now. I understand. Please, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya, and saying as many prayers, and then, okay, one, two, three, get me out of this curtain. Welcome, a wonderful good evening, and then. You don't believe it. You start to do it again, and it works again through you. And the people are very enthusiastic, and they are inquisitive. What will happen? They buy many books, and so on and so forth. And you know, it's not by my own strength, and it's not possible to do this by my own strength. So why only do this when there is a very difficult task ahead of you? Do it in the beginning, or as much as possible. I think when you give a lecture, you give sometimes lectures, then you say the prayers before, have to do, otherwise you don't get prasadam, yes, I know. But you can do it consciously also. Yes. Sorry, I have a strange sense of humor, I know. Good. Anyone else? Your name is Purnachandra? Purnatattva. Yeah, Purnatattva. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you much for your nice lecture. I was wondering what quote you made in the beginning about Vidura.
Yeah.
And I was asking, why was Vidura so dear to the Lord? I know he was helping the Pandavas very much in their course, but are there other things what made the Lord dear?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Why was Vidura so dear to the Lord? First of all, he was one of the Mahajans. In his previous life, he was Yamaraj, Dharmaraj. But in his life as Vidura, he was a great devotee. And you will be very pleased to hear there is a statement of Lord Krishna. He says, those who are the friends of the Pandavas, they are my friends. And those who are the enemies of the Pandavas, and Krishna meant Duryodhana, you know, they are my enemies. And Vidura really counseled the Pandavas and even helped them to escape sure death. You know, he sent them a message, a secret message, when they were in that house of lack, you know, highly burnable, inflammable things, where he warned them, this will be burned. He said to Vidura, he had to, you know, if his message to the Pandavas would have been stopped somewhere and found, he would have been tortured and killed. So it needed to be very cryptic. So he said, Yudhishthira, I have a question for you. What it hurts more than steel? What weapon hurts more than steel? And Yudhishthira, highly intelligent, understood fire. Fire! And he looked in the palace and you know, bong bong, when they made like this, it was a little hollow, you know, it was all, and he understood. Our uncle has saved us. Let's get out of here. Let's make a plan how to escape. And they made a very good plan so that no one even understood. Duryodhana did not understand that they had escaped. They could do like. It is very, very nice and very heart-touching to see how Vidura entered his life. It is in the Mahabharata. It is very heart-touching. Yudhishthira, you know, there was this news that Dhritarashtra would end his life with his wife Gandhari in a forest fire. But what was with Vidura? So Yudhishthira went and looked for his uncle. Vidura had also left with them. It's a very touching, I don't know if I can tell it without tears. He went through the forest and he asked some people, have you seen my uncle Vidura? And only after a long time they found Vidura. Some people said, yes, there is a saint who does not mix with humans. Sometimes we see him at the edge of a forest, but when he sees that we see him, he disappears like a shadow that is swallowed in the forest. Wow, okay. Do you know where he stays? No, we cannot say where he stays because he is so conscious to not associate with any normal people, that he's supremely shy. So Yudhishthira, with this indication, looked for his uncle, and one day he found him. Vidura sat under a tree. Imagine, he was used to the luxury of the palace. His body was totally emaciated. His ribs stood out. Purnatattva, his ribs stood out. There were plants which had grown over him, because, and he was there chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. And when he felt Yudhishthira was in near him, he just looked at him, and Yudhishthira could understand from the eyes his uncle was on the highest level of consciousness, of Krishna consciousness. There was so much love and so much, there was nothing of this world in these eyes. Everything of the world had gone, because Vidura, you must understand, he had been a political, he had been a minister, a mantri, in the court of the rascal Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Dhritarashtra was not such a rascal, half-half, but Duryodhana, oof, you know better, Duryodhana. So he felt so polluted by this service which he needed to do out of a curse, that when he had the chance, he just got away from everything and just concentrated on Krishna and only chanted Krishna, 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 with great love and repentance and regret. You know? And he attained full Krishna consciousness and went back to Godhead. Vidura, Uncle Vidura, Mahabhagavat, Mahabhagavat, such great devotee. Oh. Good. My dear devotees, I said I would take more questions. Are there more questions? Let me just see. When is Pashara? No. I saw Gopinath. Purnatattva, you have something on this. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
You said that Vidura obtained love of God and then went back to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
But we hear
that I think he had it all the time, yes.
But I hear that Vidura was an incarnation of Yamaraj.
Yeah, yeah.
So does it mean that actually Yamaraj, on the end of his service, will go back to God?
Yeah, Yamaraj. I mean, don't misunderstand Yamaraj. When Krishna came, wanting to take the son of his guru back from Yamaraj as his guru Dakshan, when Krishna came and Yamaraj heard Krishna is before the gate of Samyamani Pura, that's the town in which he is, he came running out and he cried tears of love of Godhead, which went through his body, over his body, and made a pool before his feet. So Krishna said, I can't understand, people are so afraid of you, but you are such a lover of God. You know, he a great devotee, for the cosmic, he has his service to do. Gopinath has a question. Gopinath, I have you on my list. We can discuss the question then, because the devotees, I feel, I heard already some stomachs protesting when I went to the question and answer side. They made sounds, I heard, and I must now end this class to be merciful to the devotees, no? So I thank you very much. Tomorrow is another chance. Tomorrow I will end earlier, and then we can see. Also, Mataji, you have a question. Keep it, write it on your mobile telephone, then it's tomorrow there. Yes. Hare Krishna. And we, it, and the afternoon. Hare Krishna.